Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. We've got a video of Ron Paul at the straw poll over the weekend giving a speech. Top seismologist, Southern California, due for a major quake. We're playing some audio from that. Dick Cheney back in 94. We have a C-SPAN clip we're going to talk more about with callers, saying, hey, going into Iraq would be a quagmire, break into three parts. We don't want that. Stocks trade higher. Central banks add liquidity. What does that mean long term, even short term? Bush war advisor says draft worth a look. Over a million dead Iraqis since 2003. We're going to go over all of that today, but let's get through a bunch of your calls right now. Jim in Illinois, thanks for holding her on the air, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, Jim. Welcome.
Thank you. You've been talking policy. Policy is all about control. Gun controls and everything else. Doctors want you to line up to take those wonderful shots that they have. I got some statistics here you'll be really interested in for
okay.
the listeners. There are approximately 700,000 physicians in the United States. There are approximately 120,000 accidental deaths caused by physicians each year. The U.S. Department of Health reports that accidental deaths per physician is 0.171 per doctor. Big numbers. There are approximately 80 million gun owners in the U.S. The number of accidental gun deaths per owner, all age groups, is 0.0000188. Statistically, doctors are approximately 9,000 times more dangerous than gun owners. Not everyone has a gun, but everyone has at least one doctor. We need to alert everyone to this alarming threat. We must ban doctors before this accidental death rate goes out of hand.
Well, those are real numbers, and it's not just doctors. I mean, people are going to die. They're going to be sick, but there is a lot of malpractice that goes on. There's a lot of really dangerous drugs. They put people on far too many of these drugs. And those numbers that you read are accurate, though. Those are the Fed's own numbers. They don't like to publicize those. In fact, I've seen numbers that are even far worse. I mean, more people drowned each year. What is it? On average, about 10 times. More people are electrocuted, but they don't hype it up. It's because, and we all know this, but we've got to educate the general public that that's why there's a full tilt boogie demonization of guns, is because they want our guns to have their way with us. That's the one reason they haven't imploded the economy entirely. It's the one reason they haven't brought in complete tyranny, is they know that they've done their computer modeling and their tests, and they know people are going to go ahead and fight back. If 1% fight back of the 150 million gun owners in this country, that is 1,500,000 combatants.
Yeah, they are so full of garbage in this town we live here in Rockford. The local selected chief that was put in there for the police, he said that we don't have a problem. Everything's fine. You know, as far as gun control, we don't need any more cops. Our mayor goes into Chicago and gives, I think it was to the Trib, a interview saying that there's nothing we can do. Children are running around in our streets with guns. Now, Chicago is a no-gun town.
Well, that's because it's run by the mafia. It's been run by the mafia for 100 years. Do you think the mafia wants their slaves with guns?
There is many, many ties between Rockford and Chicago as far as mafia. It's in the one of the local newspapers, a private paper, quite often, probably a dozen articles a year.
No, I mean, I'm not knocking Illinois. Great people, great folks. I appreciate your call. But, I mean, I've studied the history. I've read books on it. It's on mainstream television. Illinois is probably, as a state itself, more corrupt than even New York. And the city of Chicago, there is no doubt, is more corrupt than New York. New York, of course, is number two. And it's openly mafia-run. Now, I mean, do you think the mob wants the slaves? I mean, the cops in Chicago, for 80, 90 years, openly shake people down. I mean, I know a lot of people live in Chicago. And they'll just come up and say, give me money. That's why there's all these videos of cops in bars. They'll just decide to beat a woman up, they'll just climb behind the counter. They don't give her a big enough shot of tequila and beat her for a few hours. Nothing happens. I mean, it's just how they operate. It's just, I'm God, man. I'm the mob in a uniform. I got a weapon. Get down there and lick my boots. The Daily Crime family runs this city. Now you give me your gun right now.
K-9-5. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, let's continue with your phone calls. Joe, David, Kyle, Mike, Wes, we're going to get to all of you. Zed is calling in from one of the fastest growing countries and sectors in the world. In fact, literally hundreds of U.S. corporations, including Halliburton and others, are now making their main headquarters there, not Houston or New York or Chicago or Los Angeles. Zed joins us from Dubai. Welcome, Zed. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I want to talk about three things, about the mercury, the vaccines, the sterilization, and the palm islands that they're building in Dubai. But before I start, I want to talk about William Rodriguez. Do you know that he converted to Islam? I bet you know.
I didn't know that. When did that happen?
A former Christian Muslim, I asked him if he knew, who lives in Austin, Texas, I asked him if he knew about loose change, and I wanted to talk about 9/11, but we ended up talking about William Rodriguez. He was like, oh, he converted to Islam and everything. I didn't ask about all the details, but, like, you can ask him yourself. Anyway, my sister, she's, like, 5 years old. We moved here, like, 6 years ago, and, like, she was born here, and she had all her vaccines here. She's autistic. And next, about the sterilization, my friend, her sister, she got married to this Palestinian guy who has the American passport. And then she wanted the American passport. Her and her husband wanted to go to, like, America. So the embassy told her before she can go, she has to take a couple of vaccines. She's like, okay. And then guess how many vaccines they gave her? Guess.
10.
6 vaccines. And I'm not sure if it was all in one day or in sessions.
I was about to say, though, it's probably about 10 is what I've seen the State Department demanding. See, a couple of those are combo shots. A couple of those have...
I can't, and then she got sick for like a week or something, something with her back, her nerves in her back or something. Then she got all better. And then they thought that everything was fine, everything was okay. So they went on with their lives. Of course, they just got married, and they wanted to start getting... So she wanted to get pregnant. So months passed by, and she couldn't get pregnant. They went back to that same doctor who gave her the vaccines, and he's like, oh, there were some complications with the vaccines, and if it's not reversed, you can never expect to have children.
So, well, here's the deal. They've been caught all over the planet adding hormones to the tetanus shot alone that sterilizes women permanently. Now, again, women aren't going to stop. They're going to take the shots and wonder why they can't have kids.
I told her, she took the shot before I found out about your site and about the Merck and everything. I told her that what I know about the vaccines, she now she thinks I'm crazy. I told her brother, and he told her she thinks I'm crazy. Even though she knows it's from the vaccine, she thinks I'm crazy.
They sterilize her, and she still thinks you're bad. Okay, well.
No, because it's she can't imagine someone doing such a thing, you know? It's unbelievable. Anyway, they're building these palm islands in Dubai, these huge palm islands. Like,
yeah, I've seen them. They're beautiful.
Yeah, you saw them?
Yes, I've seen the photos online. One of them's a gigantic owl. Others are the shape of huge palm trees. They're building the tallest building in the world. It's going to be like, you know, thousand. I mean, how many feet taller than the biggest building? I know it's just.
I'm not sure, but the funny thing is that not anyone can buy houses on those islands. Only specific people. So you do the math. Maybe they're running away. I don't know. Maybe they're going to go to the palm islands or something. Anyway.
Well, you know, that would be a good way. When Dick Cheney, who's...
Brad Pitt bought a house there. I heard Brad Pitt, he bought a house there, but he's not there now. But
yeah, so is Dick Cheney. And they're doing that so they can get away from everybody.
Yeah. They're huge. They started building them a couple of years ago. And the manager of the engineering, his son, we were in the same class together. They're filthy rich. Filthy rich. Beyond your imagination. Anyway,
and they get to join to join the club because they go along with the eugenics.
Yeah, exactly. And he's from Canada, the guy. Anyway,
amazing. I appreciate your call.
Yeah.
Some of the most amazing, just absolutely beautiful and incredible architecture is going on in Dubai. We have spent a lot of time drooling looking at it here at the office. That's the kind of stuff I'm into, folks. I'm into art. I'm into architecture. And we're into interesting construction projects. We like those type of things. I don't wear a big gold chain around my neck. I'm not into bling, and I don't have a grill. We're into things that are interesting. And, yeah, Dubai is just unbelievable. I forget. It supposedly, I don't want to say it wrong. I want to say it's like 30, 40 stories bigger than any building in the world. And these are true stories. Like, they'll count the antenna on top of the Sears Tower as how high it is. And, you know, the towers on top, the antenna is 20 stories or something. No. This is true stories. I mean, this looks like something out of a science fiction movie. And it's just absolutely incredible. Let's go ahead now. Notice you don't see those type of construction projects here. We're in decline. It's been done by design. But just stick a plastic flag on your car, everything will be all right. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, Joe.
Hey, good to speak to you, Alex.
Nice to talk to you. Go ahead.
Well, I'd like to comment on the economy, but I'd also like to make an impassioned plea for an attorney that's fed up with evil. As far as the economy goes, a friend of mine said, hey, did you see it drop 10%? And it's like, yeah, well, of course it did. They made it happen that way. And I called in January and predicted that the housing market would cause all this collapse. I mean, it's pretty much smoke signaled, you know, half a year ago this was going to happen. If they wanted to do anything about it, they should have stopped printing money.
You notice they brought the economy back up a little bit, or at least the stock market, the Dow today, And I'm telling you, I've been saying it for 10 years, it's all about training you to stay in when they finally completely pull the plug, when the big money leaves.
Yeah, they want their gold parachute. But what I also wanted to call about is a friend of mine and I are having massive campus police harassment at the local university. They're backdoor expelling me. And
you've been calling for years about all the problems at the school with you trying to use the computers and talk to people and do stuff, and I always know when you call that's what it's about. How can we help you on this?
Well,
because I'm really sad this is happening to you. But
they had the case heard by a Marquette law professor judge, and right there, I'm not allowed an attorney. But
so they claim it went to arbitration.
Yeah, and basically
which
they
is not the true system,
check.
Which is what they're trying to convert everything over to. So just bottom line, how can we help you, sir?
If there is an attorney listening, I am imploring people, you could make so much money it would not be silly.
Okay, we can't have a long pitch for lawyers. Here's the deal. I know you've been calling for years about this, and so I know you're a real individual, but if I let you give out your phone number, then others are going to try to call in and give out other people's phone numbers as a prank. Okay, so, and this is an international radio show, and whereas I want to help you, sir, this has become quite a saga. So just come right to the case, an email, or if it's somebody in Wisconsin area that wants to help you.
Yeah, I have my advisor, and his phone number is...
Sir, we are not... Listen, I appreciate your call. Listen, I tried to let you give out an email or something so people could call and help you. And believe me, I believe you're being harassed at your school. But it never comes to a head. And that's just unbelievable. Look, I'm not trying to be your enemy. Joe, you're a really nice person. It's just this has gone on too long. And I'm always trying to actually get you help when you call in. And instead, I'm not going to tell people just call up folks at the school. David in San Diego. David, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You're doing a great job. We really appreciate everything you do.
Thank you.
To know that. I'm still handing out the business cards which say freedom or slavery, your choice, with Alex Jones and InfoWars. And I get about 30 emails a month. I thought you should know what people, new listeners, that are awakening to the death to the New World Order here.
Well, that's why we're having an effect, is people like you. Go ahead.
All right. I have two suggestions for combating the police state. Number one, many people may be aware of this. You can use Title 42, Section 1983, which is the deprivation of rights under color of law. Now, many people know about that. There's another aspect that many people may not be aware of, and that is a method of retaliation against corrupt cops, and it's under common law jurisdiction. When you have bona fide evidence that cops are acting in a corrupt manner, you march down to the courthouse and file a complaint, a formal complaint against that officer for violating his oath of office. Now, in some jurisdictions, the police do not take a legitimate oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution. They've taken an oath of office to the corporate municipality. But in most jurisdictions, they do take an oath of office. Now, there is a three strikes and you're out rule under common law. Now, we know the courts are pretty much totally corrupt nowadays. They don't acknowledge common law. And the solution is to file the complaint and then post in public announcements in your local newspaper, citing the officer's name, the number of the complaint, and the subject matter of the complaint. This is a method of rooting out bad cops. And believe me, Alex, it works. Not in all cases, but it's very helpful. And
that's why you've got to do a cocktail of things. You can also file a civil rights action on them yourself. You can learn how to do that pretty easy with just some very small filing fees. And they're going to have to deal with it. Again, they can beat the rap, but they can't beat the ride. Then you hit them with an oath of office issue. You also file criminal complaints on them, and you hit them with three or four cocktails, and again, one of those torpedoes is going to hit them. And believe me, they're going to think twice before they stomp around. This is the thing. I see cops all the time on video, squad car videos. I've seen it myself. They will arrest you. You don't fight them, and they just throw a charge of resisting on you to send you to the pen. And when cops do that, they're trying to send you down. You need to go ahead and hit them back hard. And I mean hit them and hit them and hit them again. And you need to let them know what it's like. Hey, I'm a human being. I have value, you psychopathic scum. And now you're going to learn what it's like to have problems to deal with yourself, buddy boy. We'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's NightSkin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. NightSkin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
All right, I want to get into a bunch of news coming up on Ron Paul, the war, the economy. So let's get through a bunch of your calls right now. Let's talk to Kyle in Iowa. Kyle, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just wanted to say I was actually down at the straw polls. I didn't actually get down there until 5 o'clock, and the voting ended at 6, and it almost seemed like it was entirely Ron Paul supporters there. And they had an independent group, I think it was fairtax.org, that was doing it, but they were having people just write down who they voted for and their name. I was curious if you knew about that.
Yes, that's the news. I mean, I've got an IM here or a post in the Prison Planet forum asking me, you know, where are the people that were doing exit polls? And I spent about, I don't know, an hour or so surfing around Saturday night and Sunday off and on looking at local newscasts, reading what people were saying, and it would show outside a polling place Ron Paul signs, people saying, I voted for Ron Paul, Ron Paul. And it said groups are doing exit polling, and they said they're voting for Ron Paul. And then by the time it's Mitt Romney, the machines all malfunction, but Mitt Romney, everyone wants MIP. It's very suspicious. So you were there, and what did you see?
Well, it was pretty much died down by the time I got there. It was just kind of the last stragglers that were kind of coming in and voting and stuff. And I know I talked to at least 4 to 6 people in to voting for Ron Paul. I gave out a bunch of copies of Freedom to Fascism, Terror Storm, Least Change while I was out there. I had a big duffel bag.
Well, see, that's why they had to at least have Paul at 5 instead of like 6 or 7 or 8 like Giuliani, McCain, and Thompson, because he really won. I mean, that's clear from the exit polls and everything else and the Diebold mysterious behavior. So 5, it's kind of like, yeah, he showed up a little. But don't worry, Diebold gets to vote. Everything's fine. And so you talked to a bunch, to 4 or 5 people, and what percentage said Ron Paul?
Well, a lot of people I talked to were voting for Ron Paul. The 4 or 5 people that I mentioned were kind of sitting on the fence because they had someone that was supporting Sam Brownback talking to them.
So what? Okay. How many people did you talk to, ballpark? How many were for Ron Paul? How many for Brownback?
My dogs are freaking out.
I don't care. Just answer. It's okay. Go ahead and tell us.
Well, I would probably say 95% of the people I talked to were voting for Ron Paul. And
out of how many people?
Just about everyone that was there that wasn't like a volunteer.
Did you talk to 20? Did you talk to 30?
Ooh, yeah, probably at least that.
Okay, let's say 35, 40. I mean, you estimate here.
Yeah, 30. We'll just say 35.
So you talked to about 35 people, and 95% of them. Well, you talked about 35, and you're saying 4 of them. That's about 95%.
Yeah,
4 of them weren't sure.
Right, right.
Now which specific straw poll polling place were you at?
I guess I didn't know there was more than one. I just went to the one that was at the stadium down there in Ames. So
yeah, the big one, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I guess that is the main one, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I went to. I guess I didn't know there's any others, so I just tried to get down to voting as quick as I could, and then I handed out some DVDs, so... and tried to...
No, that is the big one with the dinner and all that. That's the one that they've got... I've got to look into more of that. I just saw in the newscast reporting different places, but watching 10, 15 different newscasts, I need to talk to some Iowans and find out all the specifics of that. I just know that it was just Ron Paul everywhere, Ron Paul at the stadium, people saying, I voted for Ron Paul, the news saying, well, they say they're voting for Ron Paul, and then they made the announcement that Mitt Romney had won. Do you smell a big stinking rat?
Well, I actually brought down a buddy of mine, and I was like, you know what? I think Ron Paul's going to win it, but I was like, don't be shocked if there's a problem with these machines. And I was absolutely right. You know, I was like, oh, Diebold machines, they're not working. You know, as soon as I left before 7 o'clock when they were supposed to post the results, so I called my wife to look on the internet, and she didn't find anything until I was almost home.
But then they couldn't release them. They always have to come in and fix a problem first. And then it's Mitt.
Oh, of course, yeah. And I actually saw a Fox News article after I got home saying that that they had predicted that there was going to be problems with it and that the Ron Paul supporters were right, that they should be... that they didn't trust it because they had.
Yeah, Saturday night I was driving and heard Fox News on KLBJ locally, the national Fox, and they admitted, they said, Ron Paul's people were right. They said there'd be problems and there were with Diebold.
Yeah.
But Ron Paul still came in fifth.
Yeah, no, I thought it was ridiculous because you had like Sam Brownback and Mitt Romney, especially that had like, they had rock climbing walls and just all kinds of crazy stuff. I was, you just meant to lure people in like, hey, we're fun, you know, but. The only people that were there, I mean, there were so many people that were still there for Ron Paul, like sitting around in his tent and everything. You know, there was almost no one else there that was there for their candidate afterwards. I mean, it was almost entirely volunteers unless it was Ron Paul supporters.
Well, we're going to play a stadium clip coming up later where we had to cut out 2 minutes of chanting. They wouldn't even let him talk. And you watch when the video starts in the arena at the main, you know, building, and I have to say 80% of people were there for Ron Paul. Frankly, you can't see anybody else for anybody else, except for Laura Ingraham up there snaking.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, "I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government." Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions: war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Yeah, I knew I'd seen Iowa newscast where they talked about multiple polling places, and I knew I'd seen them say, "Now let's go to the other polling place." There were three polling places, but in one county. In the Hilton Coliseum, the Sherman Building, and the C.Y. Stevens Auditorium with the Diebold machines. And this is put out by iowapolitics.com press release. Voting at the Iowa Straw Poll. Fraud-proof, honest, and secure. Yes. Diebold, decertified machines, fraud-ridden with their own engineers and people going public saying they were hired for fraud. You've got wall-to-wall Ron Paul people. Everybody we talked to, the little local news clips I said that we've seen are people saying that, hey, Ron Paul. We're just talking to a listener who was there and saw the vast majority being for Ron Paul. He talked to 35 people, he said, and four of them weren't sure who they were going to vote for going in. Yeah, we need to go check fairtax.org and a few other sites. I need to get a big article out on this at prisonplanet.com or maybe jonesreport.com. We'll have that out by this evening, I guarantee it. If the hair lips the admiral, as they say, if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. But there you go. I mean, we're going to play a Ron Paul clip, about 8-minute clip, coming up here in a few minutes, then go back to your calls and get into a bunch of international news and national news. Really important stuff in the next hour. Are they coming with the national draft? The ominous signs that yes, and now the head of the war czar over the war is saying that, yeah, a draft would be a good thing, that we need one. So that's coming up. But Adam Locke, who I've known since his WWCR days, I guess I've known Adam off and on for about 12 years, he has been over at New Millennium Concepts for now more than a year. They are the Made in America maker of the American Berkey. They also distribute, the national distributor, the British Berkey. Get either one. They're both excellent because you get about 40% off store prices, sometimes less, sometimes more, depending on the item. I've seen people buy the same filters you can buy for $195 for $350 at camping supply stores, and they buy them from these folks. They're the national makers, and I guess about 6, 7, 8 years ago, they thought, why don't we just go directly to the customers? And it's the highest quality gravity-fed filters out there at the lowest prices. And this is what I buy for gifts. I just bought two more last week as gifts because I love to give the gift of life. And folks, we say get them for hurricanes or get them for earthquakes or get them for disasters. Look, the disaster's going on right now. You shouldn't be drinking tap water that this criminal government puts out there. You cannot trust them. And I know they got movies making fun of it in Hollywood. You know, oh, they think fluoride's bad. Ha, ha, ha. Calcium fluoride in low levels is good for you. Sodium and stannous fluoride mixed in with the Grignard reagents and the heavy metals. Top scientist on records, the head of the dentist in Canada who helped get it passed 15 years ago, has now gone public and said he was conned. It's deadly poison. And fluoride's so hard to get out, New Millennium has their own patented filters that do knock it out. Normal gravity filters won't even do this. You've got to buy an extra post filter with it. And instead of doing, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 gallons, depending on the system, when you add these to theirs, it just does, I don't know, 6, 7 gallons a day. Because, depending on the unit, because it's two huge filters that it goes through. It takes about 2 minutes to put together, though. And or you can continue to drink fluoride and love the government and trust them and take your vaccines and just give your children tap water. And my parents, you know, people are smart, but we get in a habit. Like, I bought my parents a big Berkey, and they use it off and on, but I still see them drinking tap water. And I tell them, don't do that. Don't trust the government. Look. Regardless, it makes your water taste a lot better. Adam Locke, I'm here diatribing. It's just that if people don't call, and it's simple. I pitch high-quality, storable food. I say people ought to get gold. They ought to get guns. We don't sell guns here. Wish we did. I can't deal with that paperwork. It's just people need to get high-quality water filters, and you guys have got the best and make the best and distribute the second best. So I don't see how people wouldn't call and get this.
First off, Alex, thank you. Gee, don't leave me a whole lot to say. I mean, you're on a roll here, and you're doing a great job. I'll just let you continue. It's interesting you bring up the PF2s, which are the post-reduction filters for arsenic and fluoride reduction. 1,000 gallons is what they're rated at. And that's it because, again, as you said, fluoride, it's a volatile thing. And that's as far as they're going to go. The elements themselves, the black Berkey elements, rated at 3,000 gallons apiece. So typically, people are buying the PF2s in pairs or three to run the same amount of time as their the black Berkey elements would run.
Now explain that. You can seat one in the stainless steel or Lexan canister that the water goes in, the barrel, or you can put three or four in there to really get a faster volume, and it'll last, what, 3, 6, 9? Well, with three filters, it would be 9,000 gallons, which basically, folks, that's a long time for drinking water.
It really is, and you're right. That's exactly the way they're set up. 3,000 gallons per element. Typically, our systems come with at least two elements. So you're looking at 6,000 gallons. Take a big Berkey, for example. It's going to run 3.5 gallons an hour. Of course, if you double that to four elements, now you're doing about 7 gallons an hour, 84 gallons a day, 2,667 gallons, roughly, number of fills, before you're going to have to replace those elements. When you sit down and do the math and start figuring this out, you're looking at about 2 cents a gallon. That's all it's going to cost you. Now you start going out.
Meanwhile, 12 ounces of Aquafina costs 95 cents.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. You might buy bottled water all day long, but you're going to pay a whole lot more money for it.
And you're going to get the leaching of dioxins out of the plastic.
That's very possible, yes. Alex, I was going to bring up, and I haven't talked about this in any other shows yet, so you're the first in this. The Atlantic hurricane season, you know, we've been talking about it in the past. They just came out last week and revised their predictions. They've downgraded the whole thing slightly. Now NOAA is calling for about 13 to 16 named storms this year.
That's good news.
Maybe 3 to 5 major hurricanes, winds over 110 miles an hour. What they're saying, though, and this is something people need to consider, just because we haven't seen anything yet this year doesn't mean anything, according to NOAA. We are still have conditions for above for an above normal season, and typically it's between August and November that all of the activity happens. So we're still at potentially the head end of a lot of stuff happening. Unfortunately, what has happened, and it just isn't here in the States, it's been around the world, is flooding over the past couple of months. And I just go on and on with the list.
Solomon Islands. A bunch of communities around Austin where you couldn't drink water for weeks.
Exactly. Central Texas got hit. Kansas, Missouri, South Asia, Ireland, Oklahoma, New York, Florida, Sudan, China, Norway. England records the wettest month on record.
Northern England, wettest month on record in Texas.
That's correct. Burma, New Zealand, and just, you know, the last couple of weeks, Vietnam. Of course, parts of Britain get hit again. Qatar.
And again, when it floods, sewage treatment plants overflow and go into reservoirs. Folks, bottom line.
That's the problem, yes.
Bottom line, yeah. You need to get a Big Berkey. Tell them about a few of the different elements, a few of the different packages, and some of the free items you get with it.
Well, of course, you've got the sport bottle that is available. It's a wonderful little thing. You can dip it in a local creek if you're hiking or camping. And those typically come with a system. Mention, of course, that you heard it on the Power Hour. You can always call Debbie and tell her the same thing. Debbie's always happy to talk to your listeners. And she knows all of the specials going on, too.
Yeah, you got to say Alex Jones Show or one of the other shows.
Yes, yes, you really do. And Debbie knows you've got the sport bottle. I think we've got an LED flashlight, little five-function flashlight, as opposed to the bottle, if people like. Again, just ask Deb what's going on. Of course, Alex, you've got stuff right on your website, too. They can go there in order, or they can go, of course, to ours at berkeywater.com. And if you go to our site again, make sure you mention that you heard it on Alex's show.
Absolutely, and then you get those discounts. You can get a sports bottle that doesn't cut all the fluoride out. It reduces it, but it cuts out all the bacteria, all the pathogens, all the main things that will make you sick. It'll do, 112 refills in swamp water, 600 and something refills. This is certified with tap water. You take it to the gym. You take it to work, and then it just reduces and makes the water taste a lot better and basically brings it up to above water bottle quality. That's all they do is run it through the classic filter, and you can get a free one of those, or you can get what? Can you still get five of those for $99?
Yes, you can.
Which, by the way, folks, buying these at camping supply stores are like $30 a piece, so this is a big discount. Tell them Alex Jones sent you 1-888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. And I really do believe in this, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope that you will not do it for hurricanes and not do it for earthquakes and not do it for chupacabras. And, you know, I mean, earthquakes and stuff, that is a problem. But don't wait till that happens. The reason to do this is they're putting sterilization compounds and toxic poison compounds in your water supply by design to hurt you. We have thousands of studies. It is a scientific fact. They have Pulitzer Prize-winning books on World War II that talk about how the Nazis put it in the water in their work camps to make people docile, the sodium and stannous fluoride. And I'm sick of it, and I don't drink tap water. And you've also got one of the highest quality shower filters that cuts this stuff out. And that's where you breathe it in the gas form. It goes through your skin. My children use the filter we bought from you. Folks, they've got those. 888-803-4438. 888-803-4438. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to get those discounts. Adam, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure.
You bet, my friend. 888-803-4438. By the way, before I go back to your calls and play this Ron Paul clip, I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I mean, why not go ahead and talk about this? Let me see if I can find it. I'm looking at the forum.prisonplanet.com, and we've got live blogging during AJ's show. Now, you can ask me live questions in here, and I'm going to do a few of these. But there's one of these. Now I'm trying to find it. There's well over 100 just today asking me questions. Now I can't find it. There was a guy saying, hey, stop plugging stuff. Stop every, couple times a week for 10 minutes having a sponsored on. We're sick of it. We don't want to hear it. Let me give you a little newsflash about the real world. And believe me, I understand that. We really attempt here and succeed, if we're going to have sponsorship, that it's going to be stuff that's really good for you. Like, hey, you might want to filter that water. I mean, even if you trust the government, they admit they chlorinate it and it kills the bacteria, so you're drinking dead bacteria, which are toxic and which are hard on the liver. But if I'm going to pitch something, it's what I believe in. I mean, I believe in multivitamins. I believe in water filters. I don't sell guns, and I'm telling you to buy guns all the time. I believe in gold. I said get gold. It's more than doubled in price. That wasn't a very hard call. I mean, the dollar's being devalued, ladies and gentlemen. They've been artificially suppressing gold. And look, it's already doubled. But let me give you a little news flash here. I have 12 employees. Do you know how much it costs to pay 12 people? And by the way, I don't do like a lot of people I know just in business period who don't pay themselves who don't pay their people enough to even live. I try to give bonuses when we have the money come in. I try to whenever some extra money, you know, whenever we aren't just breaking even a couple times a year when that happens. I mean, my goodness, we don't pay for AM and FM stations. Well, that's not true. There's one or two that have, you know, from years ago that are kind of grandfathered that asked us to give them a little bit of help, and we have. But we do pay for the shortwave. It's $10,000 a month. Mm-hmm. So let's just go ahead and talk about this. To have WWCR 3 hours during the day, 11 to 2, and then 9 to midnight for everybody. And frankly, it doesn't really, you know, convert back to any type of profit for us, but we get letters from South Africa and letters from Asia and letters from missionaries and letters from people in Russia and ships at sea are listening. I mean, there's a lot of listeners on Shortwave. So we do it as a world service here. 10 grand a month. And guess who the sponsor is that ends up most months paying most of it? You just heard who they are. So, number one, I'm pitching high-quality water filters, and that's what pays for it. You get a discount. They are the leader in gravity-fed filters. You get a good deal on top of it, and that's why we do it. You wouldn't hear Shortwave if it wasn't for who you just heard, because I don't have that type of money. Now there's the Internet. I'm paying, bandwidth-wise now, victims of our own success. I'm about to buy more, by the way. I have to, or just not serve people. $12,000 a month right now on that. And that's not counting all of our IT. Okay. And then I got 12 employees. 12 employees. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six. Okay. And, you know, you don't hear General Motors on this show or Slave Mart on this show. Okay. So, I'm very thankful to our AM&FM affiliates, and I want you to support their local sponsors. And if you're a local listener to those, and you have a business, sponsor that station and thank them. Don't just support us. I used to have other Genesis hosts on and try to promote them. I still have some of them on, like Butch Bond, others. Others didn't seem to appreciate or like it, seemed to antagonize them more to see the huge response they got on the show. So I said, okay, go your way, you know. But, you know, I carry this whole network on my back. I mean, I've got four times the listeners, not just on AM and FM dial, but shortwave, internet, every indicator we've got. I got about four times the entire Genesis network, okay? And it's because I have been a decent steward. I didn't get a little money in my hands 10 years ago and run off and buy some sparkly thing. I put it back in over and over, more websites, hiring more people, doing more. That's what I do. Doesn't mean I don't go get the big enchilada plate, though, with the money you send me. I do that, and I need to get new tires on my car. I got money to do it. I'm just so busy working that I haven't had time to get new tires. But, see, that's why we do this. And so I'll go, well, let me see. Video sales aren't paying for all these employees and aren't paying for all this bandwidth. I'm going to hustle, and I'm going to go get some sponsors I believe in. Let me see what products I think are good out there. Let me call up and see if I can get these people as a sponsor. Because if you don't buy the videos at the level we need to expand, I will go get the money somewhere else, and then I will take that money. See, a regular corporation would take that money and just keep it. Not me, because I'm not a corporation either. I just take it and do more. And the show's about news, it's about information, but people want to hear shop. They want to hear what goes on. And so that's basically what it comes down to. This is the real world. This is the real world. And we have to have these Federal Reserve notes to be able to continue what we do. Somebody sent in some cash last week, and I gave my employees a little raise. I got a big donation. I said, you know what? Everybody's getting a raise. But I said, now, if the economy gets bad, I've never had to do this, I'm going to cut how much you're paid. If we don't have enough money coming in here, that's what's going to happen. But that doesn't matter. This is about education. You should have storable food. And I brought you the best company out there we found, the place where I get my food. You should have gold. And I tell you, you should get it. And you better believe the people that own this network. Ted Anderson has a gold brokerage company, and they've got good deals. But regardless, gold doubled, folks. Gold doubled. It's good advice. I tell it like it is, ladies and gentlemen. I tell it like it is. We tell you to try to get a piece of property out in the country if you can, even if it's just a few acres, as a place to get away to if everything goes to hell in a handbasket. But if you're listening on WBCR or KCXL or KLBJ or all these other AM and FM stations to pick us up, please support them as well. And go to their bookstores or go to their online shops and buy T-shirts or sponsor them. Because believe me, it takes a lot of money to do what we're doing. It takes a lot of money to run a radio station, too. So support those affiliates. We'll be right back.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul taste like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Okay, let's take a call. Mike in New York, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
Good to be back. I want to try to squeeze in two questions for you and a solution to all the sheeple listening. I know you stick to the meat and potatoes of stuff, but did you ever think to step back and look at the bigger picture? And here's my question. Did you ever hear the guy John Lear?
Well, there's a couple questions there, but that does ring a bell. Oh, you're talking about the fella that that is the...
He flew for the CIA over 30 years. He won every medal you could possibly win.
You're talking about the inventor of the Learjet.
His father, Bill, actually invented it, but he, you know, flew for the CIA, and he released
sure,
some quotes.
Sure, I know who it is. I was just refreshing my memory.
The Lear Disclosure. Have you ever heard of any of his work? About how they have two NASA programs going on, etc.?
Well, there's, of course, I mean, 80-plus percent of NASA missions are classified and secret.
Well, we have the movie, which they show us on TV. We've been flying to Mars. He says we've been flying to Mars since the 60s.
Well, look, I don't know. I mean, I just deal with the, they're building FEMA camps, and you can't get the general public to admit it. They're trashing the dollar. They're arrogantly running around poisoning our food and water and admitting it and snickering and giggling and about to attack Iran. So I'm just trying to deal with what I can prove.
Right. Now, my second.
I mean, it's real easy to step back. Let me just say something for a minute. You know, it's real easy to step back, and you're going to see chupacabras and Bigfoots and Loch Ness monsters and everything else. Now, I'm not saying that there isn't a lot of black ops going on, a lot of secret technologies. There's no doubt. And a lot of that is in the fields of bioweapons. It's in the fields of chemical weapons. It's in the field of nanotech. That's where the real revolutions are happening. And, yes, there is a secret space program. That's admitted. They just say they won't tell us what it is. So go ahead.
Well you know, of course, he's talking about the aliens and how they exist and all that. But that's a different subject. Now, second, have you ever heard of the indigo phenomena, how we move towards 2012 and there's a new Earth consciousness that everybody's waking up, and that's why...
Yeah,
you know,
I don't... New age is old age. It's just more mind control. It's all federal government's orchestrating, engineering, much of that.
Oh, you think so?
No, I don't think. I absolutely know, yeah.
Well, it's astrological events, you know, because the Earth is heating up, so we're moving towards a new era with the Earth and the stars, and you know.
So you're tying the sun and its actions in with astrology.
Well, no. Well, you could report. You could do the research. We're moving towards a new era.
So you're saying astrology is as real a science as biology?
Oh, of course it's real. You don't believe that?
No, I don't believe it.
Astrology,
absolutely.
You don't believe in that?
No, I don't. Let me just on record tell you.
Oh. Okay, well...
Listen, I really appreciate your call, bro. You see, once you step into that area, once you get into the alternative plan and how they plan to exterminate us and build Mars bases, and once you get into the astrology and all the rest of it, it's over. I mean, there's no end to what then you're going to believe. Next, the reptoids really run things, and Alex is covering that up. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. So that's just how it works. And that's how it's going to continue to work. When we come back, we're going to play Ron Paul. We're going to come out of the break and play part of Ron Paul's piece and come back and play the rest of it. So you're going to... start the third hour here, and we're going to hear Ron Paul in Iowa being introduced by the snake. Why don't we just cut her off? Why even hear Laura Ingraham make fun of Ron Paul? Why even hear a phony conservative there to neutralize the American people's resistance to their evil? A piece of filth who says there's no North American Union. Yeah, don't even play that piece of filth.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.